Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
Explain why it's so important to understand historical context when we read the Bible, and why when we interpret, when we read the Bible and don't know the context, we really are reading into it at our own peril, interpreting it at our own peril. So give us a little background on that.
Well, the idea is, and every biblical scholar would sort of work with this every single day, the idea is that every literature, and the Bible is a form of literature, it's a writing, is embedded in its context, in the world it emerged from. So the Bible is going to be written in either Hebrew or Greek, and it's going to be assuming the cultural reflexes of the people who lived 2,000 years ago. If it were not that way, the Bible would have never communicated to its original audience. So every piece of communication really has to target its audience and use the language and framework of the listener. That's the way it always is. So here we are, 2,000 years away, speaking in English, and we are foreigners to this story. We really are foreigners. We have excellent translations, and that really does help us a great deal. There's a lot of scholarship in the translation. But the thing is that there are things inside of these biblical stories that we cannot understand from this distance. Let me give you one example. When Jesus goes to a village and a woman who's hemorrhaging, who has a long-term problem with blood, comes up to him and touches him, and touches the hem of his garment, and then is made clean. There are, I would imagine, a dozen layers of cultural foreignness inside of that story. If we don't understand blood, the hem of the garment, what it means to be unclean, her life inside of the village, Jesus' appearance in the village, well, if we don't understand those things culturally, we will begin importing our culture into the biblical story. So, for instance, when someone preaches on the prodigal son, frequently what they'll say is, okay, I wonder what it would be like if my son came to me and said, Father, I would like my inheritance. That can never be the question. The question always has to be, in the first century, what would it be like if a son came to his father and said, Father, I would like my inheritance?
Mm.
So when you represent these ancient stories, you've got to make sure that you represent the ancient context. And for the teacher and preacher, that means you've got to do some more homework before you represent the text.
Mm. Well, obviously, you did a lot of homework for this new book, Gary. And if you would, let's kind of walk through the story just a bit. First of all, before we do, let me ask you, this was a bit of a departure for you as a professor to write a fictional book. What prompted you to say, you know what, I want to help people understand the context of the New Testament by writing this story about a Roman centurion?
Well, we at university, we have actually conceived of this as a concept. We have about four or five of these books in the pipeline right now. And what we know is that we love stories. Everybody loves great stories. And that if you could create a character who's living in the biblical world, who's using the cultural context constantly inside of the narrative of the story, people will just enjoy reading the story, and they will learn things about the context just by following these characters. So it's a fun way to enter into the world of the first century. So in my case, I decided, well, what could be more interesting than following a Roman soldier around the Middle East? We have a story. We always springboard from a story. So I have a story in Matthew 8 about a Roman centurion who's in Capernaum who has a servant who's terribly ill, and Jesus heals his servant. So I thought to myself, well, okay, let's just put that on the shelf, and then let's create a fully orbed character here of a Roman centurion. And it was fun, Bill, actually, just creating a fictional narrative around him. And I wanted my reader to understand that when you see a Roman centurion, don't think American Army, don't think American Marines. What comes into your mind when you think Roman military officer? You've got to go back in time, and you discover that this guy has a life you never imagined.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.